Ashwak has been a police officer for 8 years. Before joining the Housing Task Force, she was already investigating unsanitary housing for a district police precinct in the north of Paris. So she's seen her fair share of substandard housing. Today, she's going to see a building in an alley in the 19th district. She looks up at the facade. She does this every time she goes to meet a tenant. There are cracks on the walls, cables hanging out of the windows. You look at the exterior of the building, the neighborhood, they can give context, she says. Inside, two teenagers talk on the stairs. There's graffiti on the stairwell. The owner of the building has recently renovated several apartments. Ashwak knocks on a door, but no one's home. When she or one of her colleagues are visiting an apartment or a building, it's because other solutions have failed and the case has gone to court. A landlord has not done repairs or renovations required by the city authorities, and prosecutors have asked the police to investigate. Most often, it's the victims, the tenants, who report the situation, says Ashwak, back in the car. In those cases, she and her colleagues arrange to meet them. They give us authorization to take photos. We talk with them, she says, to determine one thing. To see whether the apartment is compatible with human dignity. That's the term used in French. It's a legal term to define proper housing.
La notion d'insalubrité.
That's Anthony, another police officer making the rounds with Ashwak. The health code defines unsanitary housing, he says.
Un logement indécent. Il est toujours insalubre.
An improper housing, housing that is not compatible with human dignity, is by definition unsanitary. Even if someone's not complaining about where they're living, if investigators see the situation as unsanitary or improper, they will not be allowed to stay, or landlords will be forced to do repairs. Philippe, a third police officer, is navigating to the other side of the city in the 13th district to show an example of a clearly improper apartment.
Bonjour.
It's down in the basement. There are two rooms. At first glance, they're clean. The walls are painted white. A bright fluorescent light shines down from the ceiling. But the offices are clear. This cannot be used for housing, as there are no windows. There's no ventilation. There is no opening, says Philippe. And yet, someone was living here until just a few days ago. This apartment is just one part of an ongoing investigation into the person who owns the whole building and several others in Paris. Philippe says that when they find a landlord like this, there's something of a feeling of hitting the jackpot. There's a sense of taking down a bad guy. But is this really a bad guy, a real slumlord? Anthony says that's what they're investigating. They try to determine intent. For some landlords, something like this can be an isolated incident, he says. He and his colleagues make a distinction between a bad landlord and a slumlord because the whole point of housing law is the concept of protecting the vulnerable, the elderly, the poor, illegal migrants, people who may not have a choice of where to live. Slumlords are those who take advantage of that vulnerability. Philippe says most tenants he and his team encounter are foreigners, many of them without legal documents. Many are happy enough to just find a place to live that's not on the street. The tenant can be very happy with very little, says Philippe, but the authorities are there to push landlords to provide the basics required by law. More often than not, Philippe says, an unsanitary or improper apartment is an isolated incident. Often it's a landlord who's bending the rules.
Ils vont à la limite de la légalité.
They push the limits of what's legal. Stay tuned for part two of this report, in which the three officers continue their tour around some of Paris's unsanitary and unsuitable housing, and they talk about their roles as advocates. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.